it's so dark and so wicked and evil, but I've got to find a way to a psychological defense. I got to find some humor. And it's not that I find those acts funny. I just try and find ways around it like we've been doing on this show. I am torn up about all of this. It's why I make all these feature films and things. But I got to find a way to laugh at these neocons and all the suckers that fall for it. It's just unreal.
Well, it's a health thing, I think, is that you've got endorphins and various other things. Basically, the process of laughter is not entirely dissimilar from the health benefits of extra breathing and things of that nature that you get from regular orgasms and such. So I think that basically, if you want to live a long, happy, healthy life, stop worrying about everything that's dangerous and scary or whatever and find out something that's funny about it, but be aware of it and do something about it so that you're actually, at the same time that you're being effective and making a difference, you're also having fun. And a lot of truthers forget that being a truther actually is not entirely dissimilar from any other kind of employment, except in the other forms of employment, somebody else is employing you. And now you're employing you. And also, in a normal job, you get the weekends off. You get a couple of weeks vacation a year. And as a truther, you actually have to figure out when you need that weekend, those weekends off, and to take those days off, to turn the Skype off, turn the Facebook off, don't watch any documentaries or anything like that. Just turn it off for a bit and just relax, right? And in a way, I think basically we're living in such a crappy system that if we don't actively seek out as many coping mechanisms as we possibly can, whether that be through other people or through simply figuring out what the heck is going on and knowing how valuable I am and happy and what have you, we're never really going to get anywhere unless we are able to take care of ourselves and our own minds and bodies at the end of the day.
And when you laugh at them, it freaks them out. They don't know how to take it. If they want to take it seriously, and if you don't, that's the best defense against them.
And you'll
thou
have a
shalt
lot of
not take thyself or life too freaking seriously.
You get those crabs in a bucket type of thing too, or I guess in New Zealand you'd say tall poppy syndrome or something, but the crabs in the bucket, because when you're happy, when you're a leader, there's so many people that want to pull you down. Because misery loves mm-hmm. company. They cannot stand it that you are not as broken as them. There's a group out there just like, oh, the NWO, Illuminati, Freemason, gloom and doom. They control everything in the world, and you can't do shit about it. And just, you know, give me money. Don't.
Yes. Always give me money. Always. That's what I always learned about God. He's all-knowing, all-being, but he's always out of money. What's wrong with that guy?
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to subscribe to the Vinny Eastwood Show for $5 a month at thevinnyeastwoodshow.com.
Why are you talking about Zionists? It's the Bavarian death cult of angels.
Vinny's a god.
I mean, seriously, I'm like a I'll turn this into a car auto show or something like that, and I'll talk about the Bavarian Maserati or something.
You guys are great. Keep it up.
Just ignore the people.
I'm going to go drink.
Just ignore that.
Oh, we're having fun.